Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholena. The central government has announced the implementation of four new labor codes aimed to simplify and streamline the existing decades-old labor laws in the country. The Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020, and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020 came into effect from yesterday. In a social media post, Labor and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said these reforms are not just ordinary changes, but government's guarantee of dignity for every worker in the country.
Labour and Employment Ministry said that over the past decade, India has expanded social security coverage, rising from 19% of the workforce in year 2015 to more than 64% in 2025. It stated that the implementation of the four labour codes marked the next major step in this trajectory, further widening the social security net and embedding portability of benefits across states and sectors. The ministry said that the four new labour codes will guarantee timely minimum wages for all workers, appointment letters for the youth, equal pay and respect for women, social security for 40 crore workers, and gratuity for fixed-term employees after 1 year of employment. These reforms will also ensure free annual health checkup for workers above 40 years of age, double wages for overtime, full coverage health security for workers in hazardous sectors, and guarantee of social justice for workers as per international standards. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the implementation of the four labour codes. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said these codes will help in building a future-ready ecosystem that protects the rights of workers, strengthening the economic growth of the nation. He called the decision as one of the most comprehensive and progressive labour-oriented reforms since independence. The Nagaland Legislative Assembly has informed that following the demise of Imkong L. Imchen on 11th November, the Koridang Assembly constituency seat has become vacant with effect from 12th November. Late Imchen was a member of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly, elected from Koridang Assembly constituency. He was holding the charge of advisor for the Department of Information and Public Relations and Soil and Water Conservation at the time of his demise. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Johannesburg in South Africa to attend the three-day G20 Leaders Summit. He was accorded a warm and ceremonial welcome at Air Force Base Waterkloof. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to productive discussions with the world leaders on key global issues. Mr. Modi said India's focus during the summit will be on strengthening cooperation, advancing development priorities, and ensuring a better future for all. The Prime Minister will participate in all the sessions of the summit and present India's key priorities, including Global South concerns, sustainable development, climate action, energy transition, and reforms in global governance. The Regional Employment Exchange Kohima held a one-day job fair yesterday, bringing together job seekers, employers, and key placement agencies under a single platform. The event was jointly conducted by the Regional Employment Officer Kohima, the Sub-Regional Employment Officer National Career Service for STSC Kohima, and Don Bosco Placement Network AIDA Dimapur. Regional Employment Officer Kohima T. Yimli Kumzuk informed that a total of 7 companies participated in the fair, offering more than 500 job openings across various sectors within Nagaland and other states.
The job fair aimed to create direct engagement between recruiters and candidates, promote employment opportunities, and support the state's skill development initiatives. Nagaland continues to face a high unemployment rate, with over 74,500 individuals registered in employment exchanges across the state as of July 2025. The participating agencies included Reliance Jio, Chili Breeze, Talent Acquaintance, Kin Ventures, Apex Motors Dimapur, SBI Life PR Hill Branch, and SBI Life Secretariat Branch Kohima. More than 250 candidates attended the fair, out of which 74 were shortlisted for employment opportunities across different sectors. Onale, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the second edition of Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Nilayam at Bolaram in Secunderabad yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the president urged people to know about the cultural nuances of various places. She highlighted various measures taken by the government for enhancing awareness among youths about the cultural diversity in the country. The president said events like Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav provides opportunity to know more about the cultural diversity stability of the country. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.